diaspora up to speed.
All right, it's still Spirit of Nigeria Radio, and I hope that you've been enjoying our transmission for today. Of course, today is a special day for Nigerian diaspora as we are giving them a voice to what is happening in the nation. And of course, last week, the tempo or the mood for this was set with the Deputy Speaker of the Federal House of Representatives saying that Nigerians in the diaspora do not have right to complain or to say anything about what is happening in Nigeria since they've left the nation. A lot of people have disagreed with him, and Nigerians in the diaspora are raving and ranting very mad at him. Okay, so we decided that we should talk about it, not exactly focusing on what happened between the or in the House of Representatives, but certainly Nigerians in the diaspora and a voice in the nation. All right, to converse, to chat with us on this, to analyze this with us today, we have mentoring commandant Alistair Shoyode, founder of Ben Television, Europe's first black and ethnic satellite television channel, former Nigerians in Diaspora Commission chairman, and of course he is today International Mentoring Corps commandant. Alistair, you're welcome to Spirit of Nigeria Radio.
Thank you very much, Honorable. It's a pleasure to be with you.
All right. Okay. So I think there's some correlation between Ben TV and Spirit of Nigeria Radio. Ben TV is for Nigerians in the diaspora, Africans in the diaspora, while Spirit of Nigeria Radio is the radio channel for Nigerians in diaspora so that they can have a voice as to what is happening in the nation. So you're welcome.
Indeed. Thank you so much.
All right. So I just gave a background to this discussion. Are you aware of what happened at the House of Representatives, and how did you react to it, if indeed you were aware?
Well, thank you very much. In true sense, when the first few minutes event happened in the National Assembly, and to really a big surprise that the Deputy Speaker and the Honorable Max seems to be driving totally two different directions. Honorable by making a presentation on his speech in the diaspora, and somehow I believe the speaker was not following what he was presenting, to the point that the deputy speaker was making the allusion and response in that way to the honorable member of the house. And of course, as you rightly mentioned, the Nigerians in diaspora absolutely and totally took that responses in the best way that they can show it, that it is wrong for the deputy speaker to have responded in that aspect, trying to say the Nigerians in diaspora really have nothing to do with what is in Nigeria.
All right, but since then the media team of the deputy speaker has reacted, saying that he was talking more about the registration of the movement under the Corporate Affairs Commission. It's not known to law in Nigeria and all of that. So what do you make of that?
Well, the fact is, I think according to the information that's demanded in the House, you do not need the organization register, limited company register with CAC to be able to petition things happening in your constituency, in your state, or across the country. So that already has been identified to say it has no standing whatsoever. So that is wrong, and that's a wrong presentation. As long as you are Nigerian, the first generation, second generation, especially those who are outside the country, and things that affect Nigerians are in your prime, in your face, you have the right to make a petition, you have a right to make a presentation. If not, then we should say Nigerians as a nation, we should not go to other country demanding assistance or demanding for them to come and intervene in things happening in Nigeria. How much more are Nigerians who have blood, who have the integrity, the tenacity of Nigeria as a nation outside the country, will call and cry that they need the just to behave that are happening in the country.
Okay, all right, so that sets the mood and the tone for us to look at, you know, Nigerians in the diaspora and their contribution to national or to nation building, especially since you've also been president or the chairman of the Nigerians in Diaspora Organization. Have Nigerians in diaspora done enough in terms of letting their voice, you know, to be heard in terms of, you know, nation building, governance, politics in Nigeria? I know that you've tried your hands in politics in Nigeria, and we'll get to that.
Well, definitely, there's no doubt, Honorable, that we have done very well. If you agree with me, not just in terms of the remittances that people tend to be used as a template or as a gauge for the ladder level of the contribution. Nigerians and diaspora have been contributing to upholding the image of the country, protecting the brand Nigeria, being good ambassadors in wherever they find themselves. Because let's look at it. I don't want to talk about the 0.001% of Nigerians committing crime. Let me talk about at least even the majority of wonderful, positive, hardworking Nigerians who are holding and making Nigeria proud in the different field of endeavor. So indeed, there's no doubt that Nigerian diaspora have been contributing. But let's take away the Nigerian and diaspora, most likely you will not have Nigeria as of today.
Oh, wow. that's a major one. Okay, anyway, so now let's look at how do you think the nation itself should receive, you know, Nigerians in diaspora, especially when, you know, there is no structured way. I know that the Nigerians in Diaspora Commission exists. I know that NIDO exists. How do we put in place a formal structure? For example, is it possible for us to say, look, out of all the members of the House of Representatives, a certain percentage should go to Nigerians in Diaspora? I'm just talking hypothetically. How do we come up with a structure that would involve Nigerians in Diaspora? Because when we need money, we call on them. When we need support, we call on them, both the nation, even individuals, family members. Like somebody said on air one day when I was interviewing her, Nigerians in diaspora are the social service of our nation. And so what can we do to structure it formally so that, you know, it's not, you know, because Mr. A wants to do, Mr. B wants to do, there is a formal template for us to work with.
Well, there is no doubt that we are in the right direction right now. So as you mentioned, let me talk the Nigerian Diaspora Commission. That is in the right direction, at least not the commission. Now, of course, what the Nigerian Diaspora is talking about from the commission point of view is that the board and the full ingredient of need to be constituted so that to be allowed to be dependent on flow, like an organization that is not based in Nigeria, but an organization that is based outside Nigeria, because people that the commission is representing is Nigerian top, best brand, quality Nigerian, hardworking Nigerian, professional Nigerians, and then they have that taste that they want to make a call and get through, not necessarily to the board, but to the workers, to the executive in the office. Hello, you're welcome to NITCOM, all that kind of thing. Apart from that, the social is not just the social angle that they contribute into. When you want to talk about the social, you want to talk about the economy of the country, you want to talk about good things, you want to talk about health, you want to talk about other professional angle. Nigeria and diaspora are contributing, supporting, and partnering with organizations. Point of observation as well is that we need to recognize that these people really just want to see the best of Nigeria. They just want to see Nigeria succeed as a nation. As you agree with me, sending more than $15 billion every year, not just for business, but actually support family and other project initiatives in the country. And there has been time that more than $20 billion has been sent by the Nigerians and diaspora. We now really need to...
$25 billion to be exact.
$25 billion, exactly, dollar. Right. We now need to keep into this best of Nigerians who live outside the country. Because the new world order that we are in with the pandemic and the COVID-19 is changing the dimension and the direction of many nations who used to donate and give grants. So the best people that we can really rely on, the Nigerians in diaspora, who too, their economic freedom is going to be affected because all the nations where they are reducing the quality and quantity of wages, income, revenue. So they too will be impacted
But nevertheless, they will still be able to send in money rather than keeping their money away. And now we're talking about a confidence in the system. So in terms of having that structure, it's already in the process, but more needs to be done in the direction of assimilating and recognizing. But we just need to carry them along more, because you can't stop one region only. So it's just like politics or like religion or like ethnicity. You have more than 200 different ethnic groups in Nigeria. You have more than 5 different religions in Nigeria. You have the 6 regional, when you're speaking about governance, 6 political zones. So the fact is, we do have all this organization, but the leader of organization has ascribed from the moment that diaspora needs to be involved towards national development, it's Nigerian Diaspora Organization, which is NIDO. It's the Nigerian Diaspora Organization that has fought, that has put the papers, leading with other organizations, the Commission, for example. It's the Nigerian Diaspora that tried to make a presentation during the 2014 National Conference with the presentation to always consider the diaspora as another region of Nigeria. But that region has the highest capital, the best brain, the best of almost everything that Nigeria has as a nation. Yet they're contributing because they want to have the same freedom, the same joy, the same peace, the same happiness that they're experiencing in their host nation outside Nigeria.
All right, thank you very much. Certainly, formal inclusion of Nigerians in diaspora into our polity is very important. Okay, let me go a bit personal now. Sometime ago, you ventured into politics. What informed that, and how was the experience?
Well, Honorable, as somebody who has been promoting Nigeria for more than 2 decades, the only thing I know is Nigeria, and then the black community, the African community, and I have been promoting, working to see what we can do in our little way to make our country a choice destination among Africans, among black people outside Nigeria, especially in Europe. And of course, when you come across our leaders, be it as ministers, presidents, all of Africa that you have the privilege of interacting with because of your profession as the first black media in UK, in Europe, you begin to wonder why most of our leaders, some say they study, they attend courses in the diaspora, yet when they come back home, you don't feel and you do not see the benefit that they experience while they're outside the country. So could there be something that is evil, that is charm, that is witchcraft, you know, that when you come back, you just can't function? So with that, we started a movement about 4 years ago called Yes, Let's Tell the Good People of Nigeria that we can definitely change our fortune, but we can only do it collectively. So please, whichever party you belong to, can you find the good candidate within your party so that you can push them forward, and the party maybe may not have a choice than to pick them as their representative from the world to the local, to the state level. Okay, and as we continue doing this through the villages and all the places, then they were asking us, why, if you're telling us there's a possibility of picking the right candidate, and you guys seem to be right, why don't you stand for election? Of course, we have done our calculation because we have participated with all the people that have contested for chairman, local government chairman, governorship, and president across. So we know, and we said, if we can hit this amount, then we know we have a chance. If we can raise this, then we know for the opportunity. But at the same time, as the Nigerian youth, the so-called youth, and the so-called people that are trying for change in governance, are they really sincerely honored that they want to change, or they're just talking about it on social media, talking about it on other platforms, yet they do not mean it? And what we have seen, many elections, and of course the latest one, is the Nigerian people that are crying for change do not really intend to change the situation. Either they believe that they don't have the capacity, which they do 100%, because when everybody that want to change actually go out to vote, there is no way that rigging will become effective. Because what happened is, you will then find out that out of the room, in a room of 100 people, they voted for Honorable T. 60% of them say they voted for you. There is no way Andy, Mix, Alistair,
John can claim to have won that election, because then we're just going to sit down and I only have 30, because 60 people are shouting that they did not vote it for me. Rigging will not take place in that type of situation. So, and that's what then led us to continue the project to now, and it was a wonderful experience. It's an experience that you cannot sit outside the regime, outside the platform, outside the venue, to say you know what it is. You don't know what it is unless you walk the path. And we know by walking that path, we have walked the path, we understood what it is, we understood the reason. We know the time they'll call you early in the morning for a meeting, the time they say, come and collapse your structure into this party. No, come and meet this person. No, we can offer you this. I have that experience and other people that have walked that path. Apart from that, really, nothing. We can only talk based on what we read in the newspaper, based on what we see on television and listen to on radio. But the matter between walk the path, go out and vote, be voted for, count your vote, and then stand as a good decent Nigerian.
Oh, thank you very much. I like that elucidation of your experience. Now, during this experience of yours, did you come to the conclusion that our problem as a nation is not just leadership, that it's also some element of followership, or maybe followership is also a problem? Because I thought I heard you say something along that line.
Yeah. Well, the truth is, I think the problem is more of a followers than the leaders. Because the leaders cannot be in the office without the followers actually allowing them to be. The leaders cannot stand if the followers refuse to appreciate them and recognize them. The leaders cannot do anything if the followers who have the mandate and the authority to recall that senator, that are members of the House of Representatives, that governor to be impeached by the members of the State House of Assembly, is all down to the followers. So the followers actually have a bigger power than the elect. While the elected has the bigger power than the governor, because if sincerity, if the state is not functioning, the members of the State House of Assembly, they have the mandate, the authority to impeach the governor. The members of the House of Assembly and the Senate, they have the authority and the power to rule the president if they say he's not working. So they follow, we follow them, we elected them, and they were there because we were supposed to be the people who give them the authority and the mandate. So while at the level of the governance, the leadership, now we can look at it and say, well, at the end of the day, the rule of law in the country is not being followed by the leaders. A cry and a cringe when you see convoys, for example, of cars jumping over traffic light in the country. Only God knows how many accidents they have created. So because now I've elected you, why before you only have one car, now you have five cars, I can't even see you anymore in your car, which you bought with my money. You have blanked the screen and I don't know who is inside that car. That is not leadership. And even though we may describe it as leadership and governance, that is a distance governance, because now you have become lord over us, and to win followers within the electorate, the vote and the authority, and recognize that they actually do have the authority and the money, and begin not to elect those people that are standing, who are denying me my rights, who are denying you your right. That is when this country can move forward, in the sense that roads are not being constructed. So what happened when he constructed the road? You construct the road because that we gave you the money to go and construct the road. We gave you the money to put the boreholes there. We gave you the money to go and do the healthcare center and provision. So what is it that I'm celebrating? Celebrating my own money? We need our followers. We need our Nigerian people to actually know fully that a governor cannot function without you giving him the mandate. And when you're not given the mandate, the members of the House of Assembly has the authority. If they are sincere and they have integrity, then they too know what to do. But where we are right now, it's not happening. But as I say, if, unless you want to work, you can't walk the talk.
That's the truth. I agree with you. Okay, as we wind down now, let us look at the role of the media. Do you think the media has a huge role, especially diaspora organizations or media organizations like yours? Do you think there is a big role or a small role or any form of role at all for the media in giving Nigerians in diaspora a voice in the nation and ultimately changing
you know, the governance and public politics space in Nigeria.
Definitely, there's no doubt, because right now with what we have seen that's created during the pandemic, you now have a lot of avenues that are broadcasting or sharing news, even though you might take quite a lot of fake news. But there's a massive difference between media that are regulated, so like the radios, the prints, and the television, they are regulated. So whatever you say is has to be seen as accurate and official and authoritative. So we do have a big role to play in informing, sharing, entertaining, and delivering what is right to our people, either in Nigeria or in the diaspora. And so that's why now you might see the mainstream non-African media platform really delivering the ideology of the nation they represent or of the race they represent. Now, when you now look at the context of Africa, then you have to ask the question, is there selling African ideology to the world? Is it the Ben TV? Is it the other national television station? And when you look at the big networks, some of them are funded by their nation. Some of them are supported by African businesses to be in business. Then I have to use the opportunity and say, well, who is supporting the African business in media? Are we subscribing to them, the big ones? Are we patronizing them by putting our business, our advertorial on them? So I don't want to talk about the challenges that we go through, but it is there that we need to look inward, especially if we want to share the African experience, the African story with the world, with the other nations that are not with us. And going forward, the world is changing because of all this pandemic.
All right, thank you very much. And that's a good list to anchor it, Mr. Alistair Shoyedi, or comrade or military commandant.
Thank you very much.
I hope later we can talk about a spread of Nigeria Radio and TV partnership. No problem. I'm sure we'll be willing to see how we can move this mission forward. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. All right, it's the Spirit of Nigeria Radio, and we continue with our broadcast later at about 4 p.m. I'm sure there will be time for us to have another guest to discuss Nigerians in diaspora. Okay, it's 5 p.m. It's 5 p.m. Nigeria time, and we will be discussing with Mr. Adebisi Ogwode, Nigerians in diaspora and their voice in the nation. Thank you very much. Keep on listening to Spirit of Nigeria Radio. We play strictly Nigerian music, positive Nigerian narratives, positive Nigerian vibes. Positive Nigerian celebrations. Okay, we celebrate Nigerians in diaspora. All right.
Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.